From South Korea comes news that scientists there have succeeded in cloning a human embryo, opening up the promise of new medical treatments and raising some thorny ethical issues as well. NPR science correspondent Joe Palk has been covering the story. He joins us now. Hi, Joe. This sounds like a pretty big story. What exactly did these scientists in Korea do?
Well, they did what people have been expecting would be done, and actually there have been claims that it's already been done. They've taken a human egg, removed its DNA, inserted the DNA from an adult cell, and allowed that thing to start growing. And that thing is a cloned embryo because it is a genetic copy of the adult person in this case that provided the DNA that was used to get the egg to start growing.
So what are the immediate implications and benefits? I mean, they must be doing this for some point. What are they going to get out of this?
Well, you remember when the Scottish scientists did this technique with the sheep Dolly, their interest was to get a clone sheep, a genetic copy of the adult sheep they started with. The Korean scientists have a different interest. They're trying to get these cells called embryonic stem cells. You probably remember a few years ago, these were first isolated from humans, and they are a special kind of cell that scientists are very excited about because they can give rise to any cell type in the body. So with embryonic stem cells, you can make nerve cells, you can make heart cells, you can make liver cells. Now, in the long term, the idea is to use these for therapy so that you could replace cells that were damaged in disease. But in the short term, being able to get them from a cloned embryo gives you a really powerful tool for studying specific diseases, because if you can make a clone embryo from a person who's got a specific disease and isolate their embryonic stem cells, then you can actually study that disease in an acute molecular way and perhaps learn important things about it.
Is it more difficult to do this with a human cell than with a sheep cell? That is the human embryo more difficult scientifically than what happened with Dolly?
The answer is apparently yes, because people haven't succeeded until now. But it's not certain you can say that because it's not clear how many people have been trying until now. The South Koreans are the first ones to give it a really concerted effort with a lot of resources. They had 16 women and 242 human eggs to work with, and they really, this is a well-trained lab with a lot of people with experience in animals, and also a lot of people in experience with in vitro fertilization. And so maybe they succeeded because they were the ones that tried the hardest. And maybe, so it's hard to answer the question, is it harder in humans than animals? It depends on how hard you try, I guess.
I hadn't realized that South Korea was such a center for cloning research.
Well, there's quite a number of Asian countries that have been taking this up, both, as I said, in animals and in humans, not the cloning part. The cloning in animals, the humans, there's a lot of fertilization therapy that's been worked on in Asia.
So are we now closer? I guess the answer, we must be closer to actually producing a human clone?
Well, yes, in the sense that technically, if it's a technical challenge that you're concerned about, these people have clearly figured out one of the technical challenges, which is if you're going to make a baby, you first need to make an embryo. So in that sense, we're closer. Ethically, morally, we're not closer. And I think practically, it's hard to say whether we're closer because it's still going to take time and resources to try to do this.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palka. Joe, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
You're welcome.